to our Facebook. Indicate you like there, send it around to your Facebook friends out there, and help us get the message out. God bless you, be a blessing, and become a partner. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, PO Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia 23255.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismier. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to...
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend William Kennedy, who's written books on satanic crimes and about the perversion within the Catholic Church, although William Kennedy himself, I should mention, is coming from a Catholic point of view, but William has certainly put together a wonderful website that deals with the other dimension, with the very real satanic forces that exist in America today and how they overlap some of our most important and powerful political organizations. Now, everybody, of course, is concerned about what happened in Colorado, and we don't understand what happened. Some people say this is a mind control situation, something like Ted Kaczynski, remember the Unabomber? Nobody ever talks about the fact that he had worked for the CIA in a mind control experiment. They seem to have pretty well wiped out his sense of right and wrong and certainly nobility and humanity. And then they turned him loose and wondered why he became the Unabomber. But then, of course, we're dealing with a young man who committed this terrible crime in Aurora, Colorado. Was he a victim of some sort of a government experiment, or was he perhaps under satanic and demonic control? Because there really are people in the world who are under satanic and demonic control, and sometimes this overlaps with certain of the experiments that our government is doing, tacking into, or actually tying into, or delving into the supernatural. And believe me, there are forces within the CIA that are delving into the supernatural, and they actually overlap very much, both whether they be government mind control programs or satanic and demonic programs, the two interlock very much. So, because we have these same dark spiritual forces at every level of our government today. Most people don't know about them. The government's very compartmentalized. But we are involved in a spiritual battle, ladies and gentlemen, that is being fought on a political and cultural, yes, and even perhaps an intelligence gathering agency platform. We don't know what the truth is. Maybe we never will know. But, William, what are we going to be talking about tonight?
Well, thank you for having me on, Dr. Stan. Tonight I was going to tie in the shootings in Colorado, James Holmes, and my television show, which is called Killer Kids, which is based on my book, Satanic Crime. Now, people can go to my webpage, williamhkennedy.com, williamhkennedy.com, and they can watch the school shootings episode of Killer Kids, which I was the advisor on. It was made by the Discovery Channel Canada and is currently being run on the Biography Channel here in the United States this summer. But for people who can't watch it on TV, it's for free at williamhkennedy.com. Now, what you mentioned earlier, Dr. Stan, in my research on these recent shootings, James Holmes, in my opinion, was a victim of government mind control. because the program he was at the University of Colorado, he was a doctoral student in what is called neuroscience, which is a combination of psychology and biology, and that is directly funded by the CIA at the University of Colorado. They fund most of the major programs, including the University of Colorado, in neuroscience in the U.S.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is very interesting. Of course, William is just saying that the program that Holmes was registered in at the University of Colorado there was a CIA-funded mind control program. And apparently the CIA runs a number of mind control programs like this all across the country. Now, this is something that hasn't been brought out. Most people do not yet know about the Unabomber. You remember the Unabomber who went around just sending bombs to people through the mail and killed a number of people. Most people don't understand he was actually involved with a CIA program when he was a student at Harvard. He entered a CIA program. He was paid for. They conditioned his mind. There's a whole book written about this. It's not conjecture. A whole book written about how they conditioned his mind. They destroyed his belief in everything, right, wrong, And then, of course, they turned him loose on society, and we ended up with a Unabomber. He was registered as part of a CIA mind control program. Is it just coincidence that James Holmes, who committed this terrible atrocity, was registered in a program funded by the CIA at the University of Colorado? William, you pick this story up from there.
Well, as I say, I'm connecting dots. I don't know exactly what happened to James Holmes, but in these sorts of things, there's always these bizarre connections to the government in a lot of these shootings.
Well, you know, one of the interesting things to me is, where did the money come from? You know, you can buying a pistol is expensive. A couple of pistols is more expensive. He had a couple of other guns. He had the body armor. Body armor probably cost you $800 or $1,000. He had gas masks. He had all sorts of explosives. He knew how to assemble those explosives. I mean, there's something, certainly somebody had estimated that the material they had was somewhere in the neighborhood of about $20,000. Now, where does an unemployed a student get that sort of money? Do we have any idea where the money came from for all of the military equipment that he had?
No, they really don't know where that came from. It certainly wasn't paid for through credit. He also rigged his apartment building with very high-tech and sophisticated bombs that someone would have had to taught him to rig. I mean, the guys who went in there, the anti-bomb squad, said these were professionally rigged bombs. Now, Holmes was not in the military at all.
Well, could he have just learned this off the Internet? That's some explanation. Well, of course, he had been studying this on the Internet.
It would be pretty hard to rig it without blowing yourself out purely with instructions from the Internet. The type of sophisticated booby trap bombs he had, someone would almost have to show you how to make them. It's not something like you can read a manual and then look how hard it is to, you know, to assemble a bicycle based on the instructions you get off the Internet or a pamphlet. You know, you get a screw wrong with a bomb, it blows up in your face. So the level of sophistication of the bombs and the armaments he had in his home really suggests that he had a lot more training than he ever could have gotten on the Internet.
Well, they said something about 30 different explosive devices, which they just took out. We saw pictures yesterday of them being exploded in the desert, but these were obviously fairly large and very extensive, and there were not one or two. There were a whole flock of them. Somebody had said there were as many as 30. So basically, the question is, where did the money come from? Where certainly did the sophisticated knowledge on how to get that? Certainly you could buy the guns, I suppose, over the Internet. Can you really buy guns over the Internet and 6,000 rounds of ammunition? But the thing that really intrigued me most, William, was that the day after, we're talking just a few hours after this happened, the police chief there came on television. And he announced, of course, that the guns had been brought, and he named the guns. They had pictures of the guns, you know, and they knew all about this, and they knew so much about him. And yet they hadn't been able to get into his apartment because, of course, it was booby traps. So how did they know he'd bought all these things on the Internet? Were they able to get into his credit card records? Were they able to get into his Internet sales records? Who keeps all of that information? How were they able to get the information so quickly? It sort of reminds me of the bombing of the World Trade Center, where the FBI had no idea what was going to happen. And yet the day after the 9/11 bombing back in 2001, they knew the name of every one of the bombers. They knew their life history. They had pictures of all of the bombers. They had so much information on the following day. And the same thing happened with Holmes. They knew so much about him the following day. Go right ahead.
Well, Dr. Stan, the big problem with this is they're using this as an excuse for gun control. And gun control will not prevent things like this shooting in Colorado. And this is where I'm really tying it into my film, Killer Kid School Shootings, which people can see for free at WilliamHKennedy.com. And they cover the case of Luke Woodham, who in October of 1997, he was 16 years old. He murdered his mother, and then he went, this was in Pearl, Mississippi. He went to Pearl High School, shot three people dead, wounded seven others, and he was stopped by the school vice principal, a guy named Joel Myrick, who had a .45 caliber pistol and just simply went up to Luke Woodham and held it at his head and made him, you know, stop the killing spree. Now, if Joel Myrick was not armed, there'd be a lot more people dead back in 1997.
Well, I think that's the thing that we really have to emphasize. If you're really concerned about these killings of this sort, why then you should advocate that the people have the right to keep and bear arms. In fact, there was a case in Aurora, Colorado within this last 6 weeks where some fellow went into a, it was Aurora, someplace around that area. Somebody went into a church and opened fire and killed one of the people there in the church service. And somebody else in the audience got up, they had a gun, and they simply gunned down the gunman, and that ended it. There was two deaths. One was the gunman. One was somebody they shot. But if there hadn't been somebody armed, why, of course, there would have been many people killed. And I think what we need to do, certainly, is say, look, if you're concerned about shootings this indiscriminate murder, then you should be supporting the right of the people to keep and bear arms. And if you oppose it, then you are responsible for the killing. You are responsible for the killing because we are defenseless. And the reason that our Constitution gives us the right to keep and bear arms is to protect ourselves. And in the communities where people have the right to keep and bear arms, you have far fewer gun crimes. In fact, they have very, very tight gun controls there in Aurora, Colorado. It's illegal to have many of the guns that this young man had, but that didn't stop him from getting them. So the solution is not more gun control laws, it's more guns to the people. And I think we need to stress that it is the people who have been supporting gun control laws that are responsible for this terrible atrocity and all the other mass atrocities. Go right ahead, William.
Well, I would agree with you, Dr. Stan. And in this video, which people can see in the Killer Kids, Professor Catherine Newman, who is a lefty sociologist professor at Princeton University, says right in this documentary that I helped work on that gun control in and of itself would not prevent these sorts of shootings. And the example she gives in my video is that she knows of one case where some students, there were some guns locked in a safe. They got a blowtorch, opened the safe up, and simply removed the guns and went on a shooting spree. So it doesn't matter how you secure guns. If the hearts and minds of people are so corrupt that they're willing to go out and perform these atrocities and murders, it's really the responsibility of the rest of us to be armed in order to prevent it. As you mentioned, I wasn't aware of that church situation, but you have to stop people like Luke Woodham. I mean, if that school vice principal didn't have a .45 caliber pistol, there'd be a lot more people dead. There'd be a lot more people dead in that church in Colorado. So what these situations really call for is the arming of people of goodwill, and most people out there are of goodwill. You know, let's face that. Most people are all right out there. It's very few people go crazy and shoot anyone. But people of goodwill and sound mind have to stop them, like Joel Myrick and like that person who was in the church who killed the gunman you mentioned. That is the only solution. Banning guns will not keep guns away from these crazed maniacs.
Maybe what we ought to do is ban the CIA mind control programs, because it seems like I think that a lot of these atrocities come from our government mind control programs. Of course, the fact we've taken morality out of our schools, as John Adams had said so well, you know, our form of government was made for a moral and religious people. It would not work for any others. He didn't know about the CIA, but of course he was talking about just generally, you cannot have a free people and liberty unless you have moral and religious people. Well, we not only no longer have moral and religious people, we have CIA mind control programs aimed at destroying the moral fabric of this society. They know exactly what they're doing. The CIA is the largest purveyor of drugs in the world. If you doubt that, ladies and gentlemen, if you doubt that the CIA is the largest seller and purveyor of drugs in the world, please go up to your computer, just go to Google, and write in CIA finances or distributes drugs. CIA finances or separately CIA distributes drugs. You'll find the CIA is the largest distributor of drugs in the world. How could that possibly be true and we don't know about it? Most of what's going on, ladies and gentlemen, is being suppressed by the controlled media.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
Well, what him is just talking about this one instance, of course, where the not only did the shooter who killed several people in the high school go to prison, but the people who aggravated him on, they were part of a satanic cult. And ladies and gentlemen, there are satanic cults all across America. I don't know how many of you remember, because I don't know whether you cover this one at all, William, but I should say that David Berkowitz, the son of Sam shootings, now he's not a kid, he's probably in his 20s, and basically there were a series of shootings in New York City, and I think 6 or 8 people were shot down, and David Berkowitz was arrested, and his excuse was, well, his dog Sam told him to do it. He was sent to prison. Well, eventually, of course, he confessed. He was part of a satanic cult known as the Process Church. For the Latter-day Judgment, he had only been responsible for one of the killings, and the other people in the satanic cult were responsible for the other killings. And yet, of course, the police totally refused to investigate it. Now, there were some people in the police who wanted to investigate it, and they were effectively blocked from doing what was right. And I believe, of course, that these satanic cults work at the highest levels of government and our court and certainly our police forces, and they absolutely refused to investigate the Process Church of the Latter-day Judgment. Charles Manson was part of the Process Church of the Latter-day Judgment. I dare say there's not one in 1,000 Americans who's ever heard of the Process Church. I know you're probably well aware of the background of that, aren't you, William?
Oh, sure. And in my book, Satanic Crime, which people can buy at RadioLiberty.com, I have a whole chapter on the Son of Sam killings, David Berkowitz. And if they go to my webpage, WilliamHKennedy.com, I have a Satanic Crime multimedia page, and they can watch a documentary there with Maury Terry, who wrote about the links between Berkowitz and the Process Church of the Final Judgment. And also they can watch the film. Spike Lee made a movie a few years ago called Summer of Sam, which is about the Berkowitz movie. And in this film, he covers the fact that Berkowitz admitted to being part of a satanic cult.
And yet this is totally suppressed by the media. The media doesn't want you to know that there are a multitude of satanic cults here in America. Remember the JonBenet Ramsey killing there in Colorado?
Oh, sure.
This was part of a satanic cult. We don't know the details. We do know the police made recommendations and the high government officials took those police officers off the case, and they've consistently covered for the, I believe it was a satanic murder of that little girl. What are your thoughts on that?
I did look into the Ramsey case. Now, what they did is they immediately blamed the parents, and that was the easiest thing for the police to do in the investigation, was to claim that most likely her father did it. However, what you're saying is absolutely true. Any other leads in that case were not followed. And there were, you know, several different things that popped up. There was a serial killer in the area. There were several things that were suppressed in Colorado. Why all these things happen in Colorado, I'm really not certain, but it seems to be a magnet for these kinds of very bizarre crimes and murders. But the Ramsey case will never be settled, and as I say, the police, just the most convenient course of action all around by the DA was just to leave it basically unsolved, try and blame the parents, and leave it open-ended, and the true murderers of that little girl will probably never be brought to justice. Well, and that's...
There is this one, he was a Green Beret captain, he was a physician, who is accused of killing his wife and children. And basically, of course, this was done by a satanic conspiracy. And a member of the satanic cult came forward and said they confessed to it. And even though the confession is there, and we actually have a taped copy of that confession, he's still in prison 28, probably 30 years after he was sent there. They know he's innocent. They're keeping him there to cover for the satanic cult. You know who I'm talking about?
The McDonald case?
Yeah, the McDonald case. And this is the sort of thing, why don't you ever hear about this thing? Why? Because these satanic cults have powerful friends at the highest levels of our government. And we'll be back here in just a moment. If you have a question or comment, our guest is certainly William Kennedy, one of the most best informed people on the satanic crimes and CIA-connected crimes in America. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Of course, the recent killing was timed, I believe, to coincide with this United Nations Small Arms Treaty, which the President is going to be signing in this next week or two. The solution, however, is not to control small arms. It's to control the CIA and the government agencies.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done, get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today, 800-544-8927, 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap, it's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Envita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Envita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Envita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Envita at 866-830-4576. Envita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid that is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730. And ask about business opportunities.
This is Dan, and certainly our guest is William H. Kennedy. And we were talking about the McDonald case, and this is one of the great tragedies, first of all, because he's a physician. He was a Green Beret physician, and he's probably been in prison close to 30 years now. Now, basically, of course, William was talking about how he had talked to Ted Gunderson, who had actually gotten a confession from a member of the satanic cult, has it actually on video. I have a copy of that video where this woman admits, this is before she either died or was killed, that she was part of the cult that killed Captain McDonald's family. Furthermore, I have a clipping in my files where a federal marshal who had actually taken this woman to see the DA, and this woman had told the DA she was part of the cult that had actually killed McDonald's family, and the DA looked at her and said, if you say that in court, I'll send you to prison for murder. And, of course, that frightened the woman. She was afraid to actually come forward with the truth. She was willing, of course, to get the truth out. But the DA didn't want that, and the DA is still doing everything they can to protect this satanic cult. And maybe it's the easiest course, but I happen to believe that many of these cults have actually permeated the highest levels of our government. Go up on the internet and look up the case of Captain McDonald and Kirstie, and you can look it up as well as put in Ted Gunderson. But ladies and gentlemen, understand this happens in America. If it can happen to them, it can happen to you. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We have Kirstie calling from Carmel, but before we get to Kirstie, William, I want you to tell our listeners once again how they can get to your website and get your other material.
Quite simply, williamhkennedy.com, williamhkennedy.com.
Okay, fine. And let's go to Kirstie calling from Carmel. Hi, Kirstie. Do you have a question or comment?
Well, my biggest question is why do they protect the cult?
Because they are themselves a satanic. Because there are people who have joined these satanic and occult movements all across America. And, and of course, anybody who talks about this, they immediately accuse them of having a false memory. And in fact, they organized something known as the False Memory Foundation, the False Memory Foundation. Who organized this nationwide foundation? Why the CIA did. Dr. Gottlieb from the CIA, Dr. Jolly West, the psychiatrist of the CIA, they put out a lot of money, of course, to cover for these satanic cults. And I can never forget when I first got started doing radio in 1993 and 1994, almost every evening I'd have this couple call me and tell me how there were all these people with false memories and how their daughter had had a false memory, accuse them of being, involving her in satanic crimes and satanic abuse and how terrible it was. And obviously they did this all across America. They hired people to go on to talk radio programs to convince the public that all of this talk about satanic crimes and satanic covens in America were just false memories. But the sign that it really wasn't was it was all funded by the CIA. Anything else, Kirstie?
When this guy in Colorado did this recent movie theater shooting, you know, two things came to my mind. And one is I thought that somehow somebody had done some mind control on him. The other thing is, you know, I knew gun control was going to follow, just like with the Columbine massacre. I knew that gun control was going to be, you know, on the lips of everybody. We need more gun control. And I was thinking, you know, if they can actually justify that with one crazy person doing this, if he actually did it, and then, you know, killing and hurting this many people, then why can't they, and they want to shut down guns over it, why can't they do that with pharmaceuticals? Because there's a lot more abuse and overdoses, you know, with pharmaceutical drugs that are bad for you than guns.
But, Kirstie, the thing is, the reason that they don't do it with pharmaceuticals is because they want to hurt the public and they know this is killing people. The reason that they want to eliminate guns is because they want to establish a dictatorship, and once they disarm the American people, they can kill a lot more people. In both instances, they want to kill people because we're dealing with truly evil and wicked people working at the highest levels of our government, one disseminating dangerous drugs, and the other, of course, trying to prevent our access to weapons to protect ourselves from senseless killings. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, it does. There was one more thing. I read that the health care bill on page 1004 makes it mandatory by March of next year to have an implantable radio frequency chip in our body.
Well, basically, that is part of the disinformation that the government puts out, because if you utilize that, Why, of course, that you'll find out that you've discredited yourself. Why? Because if you read the bill, what they're talking about is putting a chip into implants. In other words, if you're going to put a hip implant in a heart implant of some sort, why, there will be a chip on those, but not just the general population. So this is part of the disinformation program being utilized today to discredit people who criticize the bill. Be careful of anything you read on the internet. Always check it out, okay?
Okay, thank you.
God bless. And let's go to...
Bye-bye.
Oh, do you have anything you'd like to add to that? William? I'm sorry.
Oh, no, no. I just agree with what you say. Now, one thing you should point out, Dr. Stan, is more people are overdosing on pharmaceutical painkillers than are overdosing on heroin and cocaine combined now. And the pharmaceutical firms are clearly overproducing things like OxyContin and various opioid drugs as a means to wipe people out. And that's a very shocking statistic, and I'll say it again. More people are dying from prescribed opium drugs than are dying from illegal heroin and cocaine combined. So if that's not a conspiracy against the American people, I don't know what is. And all the pharmacies have to do is produce per prescription. They overproduce because they know vast amounts of these drugs are going to be sold to the general public, either legally or illegally or what have you. You have these pill mill places around the country. But the pharmacies are ultimately responsible for this situation because they overproduce these opioid drugs. And I know there are people out there in pain who legitimately need them. That is not who I'm referring to. I'm referring to the pharmacy firms. Let's say that the average person needs who's on these will need 30 a month. Well, the pharmacy firms produce enough, 3,000 a month for every prescription. So they're clearly and distinctly overproducing to wipe people out, and in some ways heroin and cocaine, bizarrely enough, are safer than some of these opioids that are being put out by these big pharmacy firms. And there again, if you're out there and you're on a medication and you have to be on it for arthritis, I've been on various painkillers for arthritis in the past, that's the use of a drug in a proper manner. I'm talking about the abuse of opioid drugs, which is clearly and distinctly being generated by the pharmacy firms who are tied right into all these other things that we talk about on this program, and it's a big, big problem. Now, I know you're a medical doctor, Dr. Stan, and we're an orthopedic surgeon, so you understand that these drugs do need to be prescribed, but I'd like to ask your opinion on the overproduction of these pills.
Well, I think they produce the number that they can sell, but they're distributing them. You can overproduce them, but if nobody's buying them, why, of course, not going to do any harm. It's the fact that there are a lot of people who want to take these drugs because, of course, they're a means of avoiding facing reality, and you get a high by taking many of these drugs. And the Vicodins and the other things, they're very easy to get addicted to. And good people can get hooked on these things. You just have the oxycodone, other products of that sort. You just have to be very careful. Take them when you need them, but avoid them if you don't need them. And be prepared to have a little bit of discomfort. If you're really in pain, they're not going to be addicting. If you're not having much pain, they're very addicting. Okay, let's go to, we have Frank calling from New Jersey. And again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8255 here in the Central Coast of California. Our guest is William H. Kennedy, and you want to go to his website. Frank, do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, a quick comment. I was listening today with Alex, and he had Chris Emery on with his Noble Lie, and they're getting into this matter with you're talking about now, but then it prompted me to go into my material I've gotten from you over the years, and I looked into the interview you did with Dr. Cuddy on Unabomber back in 2004 and February, and it was very good. But the thing that really piqued my interest is I got into the Operation Paperclip with Dr. Colin A. Ross and Linda Hunt. I listened to that old interview you did with them back in 2003. And it just goes to show this thing has been going on multi-generational for at least the last 6 to 7 years or more.
Well, for our listener out there, of course, Colin Ross is a psychologist, a psychiatrist in Texas who deals with a lot of people with dissociative personalities and with the CIA mind control experiments. And let's see, was that the lady who wrote the paperclip conspiracy, Operation Paperclip?
She wrote the Hidden Agenda with it.
Hidden Agenda, okay, go ahead. Anything else you wanted to say, Frank?
Well, just to make people realize that Dr. Stan has been at this for a long time, and he usually gets people like Mr. Kennedy on and others that really know their stuff. That you can get both the Harvard and Unabomber book from Dr. Stan and the interviews he did.
Well, we don't carry the books anymore. You'd have to get those from Amazon. But we do have the interviews with Colin Ross, and I think we have those in a 4-tape set. And if you have right about catalogs, you can look them up, and the interview with Linda Hunt as well. Okay, anything else you wanted to say, Frank, before we let you go?
God bless you and Barbara, and thank you for having these good interviews on.
God bless. Okay, let's go to
Arlene, calling from Michigan.
Hi, Arlene. How are we doing?
Pretty good. I called to let you know about my painkiller, because I realize there are a lot of people with arthritis that have to take painkillers. And we heard this man on the radio, it's got to be 25 years ago. I had arthritis so bad that I couldn't walk across the floor without help. And this man had been looking for a cure for his mother, and he finally found that emulsified cod liver oil would do it. So when I heard about it, I went and got a bottle. Well, they didn't have it. You couldn't buy the emulsified at that time because it hadn't been made public as much. Now you can buy it at any health food store or at Swanson's. It's not really expensive. It's something like $12 a bottle at the most expensive places. But you take one tablespoon in the morning when you first wake up, and then nothing to eat or drink for an hour. And I couldn't believe how great it was. Before I finished one bottle, I was able to get out and deliver mail again.
Oh, Arlene, I appreciate so much your clarifying that and sharing that with our listeners. That's emulsified cod liver oil, and you get that at a regular health food store.
Any health food store.
Okay, well, thank you so very much for sharing that with us. Do you have any thoughts at all on that, William? And you can ride ahead with your presentation.
Well, Dr. Stan, cod liver oil is very good as an anti-inflammatory, and I suffer arthritis. I've had knee operations, 2 operations on each knee, so I understand the pain. But if you can get yourself holistic anti-inflammatory type supplements, I did very well with omega-3 fatty acids. I'm not taking a painkiller at all. I could walk into any doctor's office and just show them the scars on my knees and probably get, Percocet or something. But I highly recommend omega-3 fatty acids are very good. And I also recommend that people buy their omega-3 fatty acids at RadioLiberty.com, the ones that you sell, because they're properly packaged to give the most effect. A lot of the stuff you get in your chain drugstores, it will say natural, it will say holistic, it will say all this stuff. But unless your supplements are packaged properly and have a proper release in them and you take them properly with food and water if necessary, some supplements you take on an empty stomach, but you must take them properly and you must have a properly packaged supplement or they will not work. There again, get your omega-3 fatty acids, RadioLiberty.com, vitamins link right there. They're high quality. And, you know, give any new supplement about 3 months to see if to get any benefit out of it. They're not going to be automatic. But I've had a lot of luck with bringing my inflammation down for bad knees and a bad back with omega-3 fatty acids. Emulsified cod liver oil is also very good. But be sure to get the properly packaged supplements. There again, RadioLiberty.com. Just hit the vitamin and supplement page and order them from the phone from there.
I appreciate the plug, and of course our products are really made by the one of the finest producers, if not the finest producer of health of food supplements in the United States. And we can't sell it under their label, so we put it under our label, but it's their product. And of course, the only reason we carry it is because we know they're responsible. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, do you think that we'll get more information on this tragic murder there in Aurora, Colorado? What do you think is going to happen?
Well, the next thing, the big thing will be there'll be a giant hype about gun control. And it's already being spit out, you know, that they should, you know, seize everyone's weapons. You know, it's just crazy. People of goodwill in this country, it's their constitutional rights to carry a firearm. Now, if you own a firearm or you're thinking of purchasing a firearm, certainly take an NRA firearm safety course. That is essential. That's just common sense. You know, I get a lot of emails. People say, well, it doesn't say anything about in the Constitution about taking a gun safety class. Well, use your common sense. Of course you should take an NRA-approved firearm safety course. I took one. You don't necessarily have to join the NRA to take an NRA-approved firearm safety course. If you want a pistol, a rifle, or a shotgun, they will teach you how to store and use these, so they
hold
will
that
not
thought.
Be...
A- hold that thought.
Sure.
Go right ahead.
Well, the big thing is, Dr. Stan, as I was saying, if you own a firearm or want to own a firearm,
small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-332-8255. 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for prostate support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Not let the tragedies like the one in rural Colorado stampede us into allowing the people who want a dictatorship in America to take away our weapons. Isn't it a coincidence that this shooting occurred, carried out by a young man who had been employed at a university in a department that was funded by the CIA? Isn't it interesting that this atrocity happened just a few days before the president was scheduled to sign a United Nations treaty on the control of small arms? And isn't it interesting that immediately we hear the call going out for gun control, whereas he should be doing exactly the opposite? You should be saying, limit gun control laws, allow the people to have weapons so they can defend themselves. And we know what happened in England when they passed more stringent gun control laws. They passed more stringent gun control laws, and there were a lot more gun-related crimes because the criminals knew that they didn't have to worry about being shot by the police because the police didn't have any weapons. God bless you, William. Thank you so very much, and we'll look forward to having you on again sometime real soon to talk about this. I think it's so vitally important that people understand the CIA does have programs in universities across America. It is not simply by coincidence that Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber, was involved in a CIA mind control program, and that Mr. Holmes worked for a department there at the University of Colorado, funded by the CIA. God bless you, William, and thanks very much.
Thank you, and good night.
Good night. And, Chris, this is Dr. Stan. This is the time when I need to remind all of you out in the audience that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is still primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help, we could certainly appreciate hearing from you. A lot of people out there across America are having real financial problems, and we understand that, but we're certainly not getting the number of orders we did in years past. But this economic contraction is hitting all of the ministers. I got a letter the other day from one of my favorite conservative ministries. They were $160,000 behind, and they were asking for donations. Well, fortunately, we're not that far behind, but we are behind. And if you're in a position to help, to buy things, to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, maybe you'd like to advertise with Radio Liberty. If you have a product, why, of course, you should get a good result on it. But more than that, of course, if you'd like to donate to Radio Liberty, our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You need to understand what's going on in the world today. And to understand, you need to listen to our programs. You can listen to them 24 hours a day at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. You just scroll down to listen. Also, of course, you can hear our programs if you have an iPod, an iPhone, other items. Why, just go to our website and you can actually use those iPhones and iPods with our archive programs. Again, our website is RadioLiberty.com. Scroll down to listen, and then click on that, and then go to our Soundwave 2000 website. Encourage others to listen to our program, because basically there is a planned program to destroy this nation. It's called Creative Destruction. And it's all about creating this wonderful new utopian world. But before we can do that, we have to destroy the old society. Creative destruction. If you doubt this is the plan to create this globalist society, simply go to YouTube and search engine and type in YouTube Alan Greenspan Creative Destruction. YouTube Alan Greenspan, Creative Destruction. Alan will explain it to you. And then, of course, we ask you to tell others about our program. We ask that you do encourage them to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, to get our talk, certainly, on The Case for a Satanic Conspiracy, our DVD on The Dark Secret, our DVD on The Forbidden Secret, our number 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you that the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. The views expressed here are those of our guests. And this evening, our guest is going to be David Schurter. We're going to be talking about his book, The Rabbit Hole. And basically, of course, this goes into the background of his experiences, coming from a family who was involved in satanic abuse, and then, of course, getting on to all sorts of occult practices, shamanism and Satanism, and basically his experiences of struggling to try to find a meaning for life, coming from a terribly, terribly abusive family and going through all sorts of psychological trauma, until eventually, by the time he's about 40, he begins at least to begin to deal with life as it really was. But the first part of his life was simply almost as a derelict. Certainly, David, thank you very much for being with us this evening.
Thank you very much for having me.
Well, basically, of course, you've really sort of laid your soul bare in this book, haven't you?
I have. I felt it necessary for the information that I was putting out, that I really had to lay my life and my soul bare to actually get people to listen to what was going on, because I realized that the story's a little bit out there for average Americans, you know?
All right, fine. Well, why don't you just start at the very beginning and tell the story as you lay it out in the book, and I know we can't cover all the details, but basically, of course, you come from a family where your mom and dad are involved in Satanism, is that right?
Yes. They were in a coven. My father was a high priest. It was based in Omaha, Nebraska. From what I understand, there's a little bit more of a problem all over the nation with this. However, my story was that my father was a high priest in Omaha. We were involved with all of this. My father was also involved in child abduction. And a child disappeared while we lived in Omaha, Nebraska, out of our neighborhood, and we left and went to Fremont, which is about 45 minutes away from Omaha. And a couple years later, the father of the child found us. And my parents made me light the guy on fire, basically, when I was 10.
A Basically, of course, what they did is they drugged him. They took him downstairs. They tied him to a chair. They doused him with kerosene. And, of course, David lit him on fire. He was just a child. How old were you at the time?
10. I was 10 years old.
And basically, yeah, there were just so many traumatic episodes between the beatings and the other things, and even another murder he was involved in. And these were all things that were required of him because he came from this satanic household. And people find it so difficult to believe that there could really be families that are involved in the worship of Satan. But there really are, David. I'm sure you've investigated this, and we were just talking about this the last hour. But certainly, that is far more prevalent than most people think. Don't you think so?
Oh, much more prevalent.
Are you on a regular hardline telephone?
No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
Do you have a regular hardline phone we could get on? Because I'd like that as good a recording as we can. And there's somebody, I assume it's a cell phone that's distorting your voice. Do you have access to a regular phone?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Well, all right, fine. I'm going to put you through to our producer and have them go ahead and call you back. So you hang
okay
on. We'll have our producer get your telephone number. Hang on. We'll be right back in just a moment here. And Sydney will be back in just a moment. I hope our producer will pick up the phone, and then we'll go from there.
Well, gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. David, are you there? David, are you there?
I am here.
Okay, that sounds ever so much better. So you go ahead and pick up the story. I said you had a very, very traumatic childhood, but pick up the story from there.
Well, after my parents had me light the guy on fire. We ran to a small town in northern Iowa where I lived till I was 18. My parents hid out, basically just in a small town. We were about 3 hours north of Omaha, Nebraska. We still traveled to Omaha, Nebraska because we had family in Omaha, but we just kind of hid out. It sounds traumatic, and it definitely was, but in some ways, hurting that man and having to run saved my life because it got me personally out of the cult. And I just heard what you were saying about Nazism, and it was directly related to the satanic stuff that I experienced as a child. It's very interconnected.
Well, of course, the other thing, of course, is then, of course, when you come back into it, you get involved in Omaha, Nebraska. What you don't understand is that this really is a center for occultism and for the occult movement, which is written about by John DeCamp in his book, The Franklin Cover-Up, certainly in the book, The Franklin Scandal, about this pedophile cult that began in Boys Town in Kansas, extended into Omaha, had a great deal to do with the Franklin savings and loan there. And then this pedophile network went right into the White House itself. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Why don't you sort of expand on that? Because, of course, you were on the fringes of this. You knew some of the people who were intimately involved with this whole pedophile network, homosexual network. And, of course, isn't it so interesting, of course, that when all the talk we're having now about what's going on in Pittsburgh, University of Pittsburgh, and the coats there and Sandusky. Nobody ever talks about this. It involves homosexuality as well as pedophilia. All we ever talk about is pedophilia, but not this vast network. And I'm sure that most of the people involved haven't even been identified. They're making a big fuss about this, but I'm sure it's far more extensive than we've been told. And I think that Chris is going to punish a lot of football players there by saying that Penn State can't be involved in football for 4 years. Why punish the football players over this? But be that as it may, why don't you give our listeners the background on the Franklin scandal, the Franklin cover-up? Because you were certainly on the fringes of that, and one of the few people that I've been able to talk to other than John DeCamp and the author of the book, The Franklin Scandal, who could really explain what this was about and why it was so important.
It was based in the gay lifestyle. When I was 19, I returned to Omaha. People who were involved with my childhood ingratiated themselves back into my life through my mother. And people such as Peter Citron, who went to jail over all of the Franklin scandal, Alan Bear, who never went to jail, Larry King, who did go to jail, I was not very accustomed. I wasn't very well acquainted with Larry King, but I was very well acquainted with Alan Bear, who was heavily involved.
And Larry King, of course, ran the savings and loan there, large savings and loan. He was indicted for stealing money. Alan Bear certainly was equally involved, and never was convicted of anything because he had powerful friends at every level of government. And of course, what David brings out in his book is that there were doctors involved in this in this pedophile ring. There were people in the courts, people in the police, and so many people in key positions in government, including law enforcement, were all involved in this. But you pick up the story.
Well, perfect example on law enforcement is Robert Wadman, who was police chief at the time. He was heavily involved.
Oh, please, please just speak right up. Don't be bashful. Go ahead.
Okay. Robert Wadman was involved, who was the ex-chief of police in Omaha, Nebraska. He went, and Alicia Owen, who was involved with one of the survivors who came forward, saying that she was carrying his baby, they put her in jail for perjury. After everything was done, and she spent more time in solitary than any person convicted of her sort of crime. And she stayed all of her years in jail. They kept her completely quiet. the reason why this kept quiet and the reason why Alan Bear got off of it is because what I call the summer, it was the summer of 86 that it was just not a good time to be a bear boy, and they were murdering people. They were...
when you speak of a bear boy, this was people associated with Alan Bear, who was a very, very wealthy individual there in Omaha, Nebraska, had extensive holdings and very, very strong connections to the entire political structure of Omaha, Nebraska. And, of course, he had a lot of people associated with him, many of them in homosexual activities, and they were all called the Bear Boys. Go ahead.
And it was Bear Boys and King's Men. King's Men were associated with Larry King. And so you had these two types of boys then. Bear Boys basically were being paid to go out and recruit other boys to come to Alan Bear and be sold. Now, what makes Penn State so very important is that they're starting to find that Sandusky was pimping out boys to rich donors. And it's very similar to what was going on in the Franklin Credit. In fact, at the same party that Larry King sang at for George Bush, Joe Paterno was at the very same party in 1988. And so there's a good chance that these people, if they didn't know each other, at least associated with the same people.
All right, then. Your feeling, then, is that Joe Paterno there at Penn State really was involved in this pedophile ring. He wasn't just a casual observer, that he was really involved in this?
You know, it had to have taken many people involved or else it would have come out a lot. But what we've seen with Penn State, like we've seen with Franklin, is that there was this culture of apathy in the community, and there were people getting away basically with murder. I mean, you do have a attorney who was looking into all of this stuff who just disappeared along with his laptop and was never seen from again, and that was involved with Penn State. I don't remember his name. I'm usually not up this late, but I do know that there was an attorney about 4 years ago who disappeared, who was investigating what was going on, and just disappeared along with, it wasn't his laptop, it was the hard drive from his laptop, also disappeared. The laptop itself was still there, the hard drive was gone. And so, do I think that there's a bigger connection? Well, this connection to Franklin went all the way to the White House, and I doubt that this has stopped. Missing and Exploited, the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, report that 2,185 children are disappearing a day.
Would you mind repeating that? Because it's an amazing figure. Over 2,000 children disappear somewhere in America today. And a lot of these children are either used as satanic sacrifices, or they're simply introduced into the homosexual lifestyle or heterosexual lifestyle, and their lives are ruined forever. Would that be a fair assessment?
Oh, yes. Well, there's a heavy human trafficking problem in America. Even in Nebraska, there's a new task force that has just been designed because they have estimated that, and these are low estimates, that Nebraska has 2,000 men, women, and children being put into human slavery. Our Justice Department in America, 600,000 to 800,000 men, women, and children are put into domestic or slavery and human trafficking a year. And those are, when you watch the media and you watch the television and you listen to the report, all the human trafficking that you hear about is Sri Lanka or India or, you know, Russia. You never hear about America. And America has, and the estimates of 600,000 to 800,000 people being trafficked a year, those estimates are reported to be low by other organizations other than our Justice Department. And so what's happening is that these children are being taken. They're being introduced into slavery. What ends up happening is, think about it. You make billions of dollars off of selling them for sex. Once they get, or if they get out of control, you kill them on film, make a snuff film, that sells for $50,000.
and then their body parts are up for the black market. And there's a multi-billion dollar industry on body parts in the black market. And so when you start to put it all together, it is so effective and makes so much money that there has to be a lot more people involved in this. Otherwise, why wouldn't it come out? I believe that Sandusky and Penn State only came out because we have the internet, and it's harder to keep things quiet anymore.
Well, you know, suddenly the whole idea of this sounds really so totally absurd, and I would say this couldn't be true, except that because of what I do, we have an opportunity to meet some of the people we've interviewed. Kathy O'Brien, if you haven't suddenly read Kathy's books, we have it, suddenly The Transformation of America and Access Denied. We have her book. She was actually recruited by the CIA, actually sold into sexual slavery by her dad, and used a service. The high officials who attend the meetings at the Bohemian Grove, we have a 4-tape set on the Bohemian Grove. And we've known several of the other people who are fairly close to us here in Santa Cruz, who've been either victims of CIA mind control or satanic covens, and their stories are just heartbreaking. You say it couldn't be true? Well, when you talk to these people, you know it is true. We'll be back in a moment.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Youngevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the pig pack plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency,
you should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Rabbit Hole, a Satanic Ritual Abuse Survivor's Story. Rabbit Hole, a Satanic Ritual Abuse Survivor's Story. And Richard is basically talking about the fact that there really are satanic covens in America. There really is, of course, a market in children. If you doubt that this sort of thing happens, we have a 4-tape set on the Bohemian Grove maybe available in CD, I'm not sure, but we have a 4-tape set of my interviews with people who've either studied the Bohemian Grove or actually been there and been utilized in this. You have to understand that Sydney, Richard Nixon in the White House tapes talked about Sydney, how he detested going to the Bohemian Grove because of all the depravity that he saw there. But he went anyway because he wanted to be close to the people of great power. But this is in the White House tapes. And these are the most powerful people in the world go for several weeks every year to the Bohemian Grove and engage in all sorts of sexual perversion, both with the men and with women and with little boys and little girls. And they talk about this. And Kathy O'Brien was there. She talks about it openly in our interview on the Bohemian Grove. Unique, because one of the few people ever to go into the Bohemian Grove and come out and talk about it. Of course, we do carry Alex Jones's excellent DVD on the satanic rites that are held there, and you'll actually see the leaders of our country with their robes and their hoods and their candles and their chants and the simulated human sacrifice. At least we hope it's a simulated human sacrifice, but it is certainly at least a simulated human sacrifice there at the Bohemian Grove every year. And ladies and gentlemen, these are the most important and most powerful people in America. And the fact that you don't hear about this on CBS, NBC, and ABC is because of the degree of control that exists of what the American people think. And any reporter who wrote an article on this would be looking for a job tomorrow, unless, of course, it's a cover story like so many of them are. Well, anyway, of course, our guest is David Scherter, and he's simply talking about the satanic rituals, about the CIA involvement, simply talking about how so many of the Nazi scientists were brought to America after World War II and Operation Paperclip. Some of them, of course, working on the space program, but many of them working on psychological warfare programs, how you would control the minds of the people, and those programs continue to this very day. Would that be an expert statement on that, David?
Yes, it would.
Go right ahead.
Yes, it would. Like I was saying, you are programmed by the television. We're programmed by the schools. I think what has really shocked people is that 10 years ago, when you had people who were standing on street corners saying that the end of the world is coming, that there was a new world order being systematically developed, everyone would have looked at them as crazy. But the more we get nowadays, and we start watching the things that are being passed. And the problem with Bohemian Grove, one of the biggest problems that I have, and my father and I was there often until at the age of 10. I was in front of the owl. My sister remembers being at the Bohemian Grove as children. So obviously we were not honored guests. We were meat for slaughter. And I remember that the effigy that they have is not an effigy. It is children. They are sacrificing children. The very fact that they admit that they are sacrificing a human effigy is just telling to what they're actually doing in there. But it's not just the satanic stuff or the depraved stuff that's going on in there, but policy is being developed at the Bohemian Grove, which breaks laws and treaties alike. And that's the very reason why the Bohemian Grove needs to be shut down, because we have a group of people who are getting together every year who are developing laws and bylaws to basically destroy the Constitution as it stands. And we need to actually close the Bohemian Grove down as quickly as we possibly can. And with that, the only way to do that is with exposure.
And of course, so you were actually then utilized by your father for satanic ceremonies?
Oh, yes. I only speak of a couple murders. Tell people that I was not into it for graphic reasons. But I've seen a lot of murders, as has my sister. My
wife and I then basically had two sisters and a brother. And they were all in this satanic family. It's a fascinating expose of the tragedy that occurred. Our telephone number, well, we'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that their listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
I believe that my father.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Invita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com.
That's
Invita.com.
Or
866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
I began to tell her that I had a website, which I do. It's davidschroeder.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4-6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid that is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730. And ask about business opportunities.
I have a bookseller who is in town who got a 3 o'clock visit from somebody who threatened them about selling my book.
All right, hold on. We'll be back here in just a moment with David Schroeder. When he was growing up, a very small boy. And then, of course, deals also with the Franklin cover-up. And those of you who haven't read the book, The Franklin Cover-Up or The Franklin Scandal, we do carry the book, The Franklin Scandal. We have an interview with the author of that. And this deals with Sidney A. pedophile ring that began in Boys Town in Kansas, went through Sidney Ohio, and then, of course, Omaha, Nebraska, I should say, Omaha, Nebraska, and then went into the White House itself with a pedophile ring, supplying a little boys, and I suppose little girls, to the perverts working in the White House in the 1980s. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We have a question for David. But David, how can people get copies of your book? It's really not written necessarily from a Christian point of view. It's written, though, from a man who's searching for God and trying to find meaning and all of the things that horrible experiences that you had. Would that be a fair statement, or certainly did you eventually, I know you had your friend Art, who was an evangelical Christian, who constantly tried to minister to you. Whatever happened as far as your relationship to Christianity?
I that's a strange, that's a hard question. Because of the Satanism that I grew up with, and the reflection on Christianity that it had, I'm very uncomfortable with being in Christian churches. However, I do embrace Jesus Christ as my brother, definitely as my teacher. I'm not sure about the Savior part yet. I'm 45 years old and still struggling with that because of what I experienced with Satanism. But I have a great deal of faith in God, and Jesus is someone that I depend on all the time, you know.
Well, I hope maybe you'll start listening to Radio Liberty, our radio programs, and you might find some very interesting things. You can hear us on the internet 24 hours a day, so that'll keep you busy.
Yeah, definitely.
But basically, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get copies of your book, because it's fascinating. As you, Chris, you have certainly shamanistic capabilities. Certainly, some people, ladies and gentlemen, are clairvoyant. And they have been either blessed or cursed with a supernatural ability. David is one of them, probably introduced because of his background in the satanic movement. But he has a fascinating stories of his contact with the other dimension, as it were, as his experience as a shaman. But how can people get copies of your book?
The easiest way to get a copy of my book to go on Amazon. It's on Amazon. It's also on Kindle on Amazon. The book itself is $17.95, but the Kindle is only $5.99. I did that because it's more important for the information to get out there than to make money off of this. And I do talk a lot about shamanism, and the clairvoyant stuff was basically bred into all of my family through the Satan stuff that we went through as a kid. And I believe the MK Ultra aspect, that was the very, basically John DeCamp once called what they were doing, they were developing psychic soldiers. And I like that term because that's exactly what it was that we were psychic soldiers. We were taught to look beyond the box, think outside the box, and look for the things that people don't see. And obviously the whole spiritual side was a huge key to it because of the torture and the murder that was going on over and over and over.
And of course, basically, as you traumatize a child and you beat them and you torture them and you get them fearful, you get a dissociative personality. And basically, they get a compartmentalized personality, and they can't think clearly at all. In fact, large segments of David's childhood were forgotten and repressed, and she did have the repressed memory syndrome. Now, basically, then the CIA organized the False Memory Foundation. The False Memory Foundation was set up with Sidney Gottlieb, CIA chief psychologist or psychiatrist, Dr. Jolly West, CIA psychiatrist. Incidentally, he was always down there visiting Timmy and McVeigh. I know this from with several people who were close to Timothy McVeigh, who was supposedly blew up the building there in Oklahoma City. And, of course, shortly after that, Jolly West went to his just rewards. I'm sure he's toasting in hell today. But he and Sidney Gottlieb organized the False Memory Syndrome organizations all across America to convince people that anybody who said that they'd been part of these satanic covens and satanic organizations and had been mistreated by them, they would not be believed because they can't let the American people know that. And there was a period there in the late 1980s, early 1990s, where there was a lot of material coming out about these satanic covens. And then they had to convince everybody they didn't exist. Only trouble is I've talked to a number of people who belonged to them, whose family belonged to them, whose families were satanic families, and this was passed from generation to generation. Not imaginary, very real. And the fact that you don't read about this or hear about this in America is simply a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. Would you agree or disagree with that, David?
I would definitely agree with that.
Will you go ahead and tell us a little bit more about your experience, because you actually lived through this whole thing, and because you and your whole family then became more or less clairvoyant?
Yes, we did. My sisters had visions and could see the future. I myself can basically look into people's heads and see what they're hiding. Makes me a very good therapist. My sister can also do the same thing. People ask me how I can do it, and I tell them it's just every little... My brain picks up every super... If you look at it this way, instead of taking it out of the sci-fi realm and looking at an abused child, a social worker will tell you that an abused child becomes hyper-vigilant of their surroundings. And so what they were doing was taking that hypervigilance and moving it forward with extreme abuse to see what they could do with it. Now, the compartmentalization happened with both all my brothers and sisters. I myself did not have dissociative identity disorder, which was one of the things that came out of it, but ended up with post-traumatic stress disorder, which is still a dissociative disorder in the PTSD. However... my sister became DID and had to go to therapy and go through a lot of therapy. What they wanted to do was be able to break compartments where they could control you. You would do things and then not remember that you did the thing. So that they had a virtual robot, and that happens. But what they didn't understand is that you can't keep the human spirit down. And the training that they have, unless they keep you in the training, starts to break down in your 30s and 40s, like it did with me, like it did with my sister, like it's done with so many other people. It starts to break down and people start to remember, because you can't repress all that trauma and stay healthy. The brain stores it someplace, and the brain is an amazing thing. God is an amazing amazing mechanic as far as the human body goes and the brain goes. We're just amazing people. And what ends up happening is that the compartmentalization starts to break down and people start to remember. And that's what they're having a hard time with, because they were doing it so hard in the 80s and 90s, but now there are people such as myself who are in my 40s who are starting to put everything together, who are starting to speak out. And there are a great deal more people speaking out about this than anybody realizes. And they get together at conferences. I'm getting ready to go to the SMART conference in Hartford, Connecticut, which Neil Brick runs. Anybody who would like information on that can go to ritualabuse.us and find information about the conference in Hartford in August. I had just come from a conference called the Survivorship Conference. I think it was in May, and it was just a great conference, but it also collected a lot of survivors together who were able to compare stories. And
And it's amazing, as there are so many survivors out there, that and when you talk to them, you know, I met Kathy O'Brien about 1995, and she had been a victim of this sort of thing. She was very, it was almost difficult to talk to her. Now, of course, we talk, you know, and she can carry on the intelligent conversation. We're talking about 17 years has gone by. It's taken that long to heal her brain so that she can actually think and discourse as an intelligent individual.
Well, it destroys people. It destroyed my oldest sister. My oldest sister was murdered 3 weeks after my dad died. I believe.
No, was that Kathy?
That was Cindy.
Oh, that was Cindy, okay. And then you have a sister named Sarah?
Sarah is actually Kathy.
Okay.
Okay, she just didn't want me to call her by name the book. But her real name is Kathy, and she's come forward and told me that I can start calling her by her own name.
Fine. Well, how is she doing now?
She went through DID. She went through therapy. It put her in the hospital for a couple of years, where she was in the hospital on and off. After she got done with that period where she hit rock bottom and built herself back up, she went to go on and get her bachelor's and her master's in sociology. And her focus, funny enough, was the False Memory Foundation. And that's what she did her master's on, the False Memory Foundation. What most people don't realize about the False Memory Foundation is that the board, the early board, the very beginning of the board, had a board member, I don't remember his name, I'd have to ask my sister, who was connected with NAMBLA, the North American Man-Boy Love Association. And a lot of the funding that started the foundation, the False Memory Foundation, came from NAMBLA, which is what my sister did her master's on. She's a brilliant. Now she's getting ready to write a screenplay. And so there's just no stopping my sister. So anyone who says that you can't overcome DID hasn't gone to therapy and actually done the work yet.
And you yourself were in therapy for many years, actually, trying to get to the point where you could remember and bring these memories back, these suppressed memories?
You know, I'm still in therapy. I've been in therapy for 13 years. My problem with it is that I didn't necessarily repress what happened to me so much as I went and told myself that I was crazy. And I was very comfortable for many years thinking that I was crazy and that the stuff that happened to me as a kid that I remembered couldn't have happened. Now, granted, there are a lot of things that I don't remember, solid memories that I don't have, but you have to understand that my brothers and sisters, my sister Kathy, who is the youngest of my older siblings, is 12 years older than I am. And so, it goes on from there. My oldest sister was, I think, 16 years older than I am. And so there was a big age difference, and they never repressed. My sister Kathy repressed, but my sister Cindy never repressed. And my brother Steven stayed in it all the way up until he died. In fact, 2 years after he died, a man named Larry King, not any connection with Larry King with the Franklin Credit, but in Oceanside, Maryland, got busted with a bunch of satanic ritual abuse child porn. And I believe that those are my brother's pictures.
All right, fine. Well, of course, there's just this whole vile world out there for the mistreatment of children and the sexual aberration. And, of course, the fact that people don't hear about this simply is because the media is tightly controlled in America. Do you think that this movement is contracting? Do you think it's expanding? What's your impression? How prevalent is this in America today?
I think that the industry on hurting children is heavily funded and highly productive right now. But I think that the movement to expose it is expanding. I am working very hard this year to get survivors and survivor advocates alike to join together and start to form a network. And so, because the biggest tool they used against survivors is isolation. And people believe that they are isolated and alone in what they survived. And I really want to get the word out there that they're not alone.
Now, what's the relationship between the satanic movement and our Central Intelligence Agency? Not that certainly the whole of the Central Intelligence Agency is involved, but there are, in my estimation, certain compartmentalization and certain divisions or groups within our intelligence agency that are somehow involved in this. What is your impression of that?
The CIA and the MK Ultra movement that was being based out of or off at Air Force Base in Bellevue, which is a suburb of Omaha, Nebraska, was heavily involved. The CIA is basically involved. You just ask yourself, why hasn't America heard that we're losing 2,185 children a day? That's 800,000 children a year. That is 8 million children in a decade. Why don't we hear anything? When we start to think about the media and people think, oh, the media doesn't, you know, the media reports the news. There has to be a huge systematic hold on what is going on. And when you talk about the False Memory Foundation, look at how much hold they had and how much pull they had for over a decade. Careers were lost when therapists helped people with this. You know, my therapist, when I went in, I started to tell her the very first 5 sessions, I told her almost everything that was going on. And she had to really think hard about whether or not she wanted to take me because of the threat that it would cause to her business dealing with someone with a ritual abuse issue. Because you're not supposed to have ritual abuse issues. That's supposed to be a fallacy.
What happened to Johnny Goss? Do you think he was killed? There's a book called Why Johnny Can't Come Home. What's the background to Johnny?
I believe that Johnny Goss is dead.
All right, fine. Well, basically, he was just a paper boy who disappeared one time. It must be 20, 25 years ago. But I said, but there's so many of these children. They disappear, never to be found again. And ladies and gentlemen, this is not accidental. They know what happens. They just don't want you to know.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take prostate support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try prostate support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for prostate support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, our guest this evening, David Schurter, S-H-U-R-T-E-R. His book, Rabbit Hole, a Satanic Ritual Abuse Survivor's Story. And, of course, you can get the book at Amazon.com. That's Amazon.com. This program will be posted on our website for 6 weeks if you'd like to hear it. You actually have to understand this is not imaginary. There really are satanic groups across America. They do many times interlock with certain divisions of our CIA, and certain divisions of our government are trying to tap into the supernatural because that's where the power is. That's where the power is. And you must understand, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you should get it. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. You should get our talk on the dark secret. Another talk on the forbidden secret. And then a new DVD we have, and it's called The Case for a Satanic Conspiracy. The Case for a Satanic Conspiracy. We certainly advocate you get this information, analyze it, and I hope that you will come to the same conclusion that I have, and that these dark spiritual forces permeate every aspect of our society today, and as things begin to get worse, and they are going to get worse, well, of course, we're going to have to be prepared for them. We have to understand that we're truly involved in a spiritual battle that's being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield, but it is a spiritual battle. Now, if you're out there in the listening audience, you're in a position to help Radio Liberty so that we can continue getting the truth out about what's going on and hopefully drawing people into a personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. Why, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. For a spiritual, certainly, approach to what's going on, let me suggest Pastor Billy Crone's 5 DVD series, or 2 of them, part 1, part 2 of the final countdown. Part 1 and part 2 of the final countdown as we analyze what's happening prophetically in America today. And, of course, you have to understand that this really, we are seeing the fulfillment of prophecy. In fact, one of the things that's prophesied almost 3,000 years ago was that Damascus as a city would be destroyed. And right today, Damascus as a city is being destroyed. Damascus has been there for 2,500 to 3,000 years ago. It's never been destroyed. And today, it's, of course, being destroyed by artillery fire. Whether this will be the fulfillment of prophecy, I can't tell you. But I can tell you that Pastor Billy Crone's excellent DVD series of The Final Countdown, Part 1, which is 5 DVDs, Part 2, 5 DVDs. We actually have a book by the same title. We have certainly a 5 CD set, which is the first part of the CD series. And then, of course, we have Pastor Crone on a regular basis now. And if you don't have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, we hope that you'll get some of the other material we have from Pastor Billy. Because, of course, you must understand that what is taking place today can only be understood by reading the pages of the Bible and knowing where to go. And Pastor Crone does an excellent job. We recommend his book on the Final Countdown. We recommend the 4 CD set if you don't like to watch DVDs, although he has so much extraneous or so much many of the videos there that will help you to be able to see what's going on and to appreciate it. Again, our number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is RadioLiberty.com. I should mention we're having some very real financial problems. And if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters or to donate to Radio Liberty or to advertise with us, we'd love to hear from you. And so until tomorrow evening, we'll be back at the same time. This is Dr. Stan asking you to pray for America, to pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty, my ministry, for our provision and our protection.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. I don't know how you're doing. It's taken its toll on all of us, hasn't it? Amazing. It has been seen as, all I can say is, Groundhog Day again. Very similar, 9/11, then you have the Arizona shooting, now you have this, and people are absolutely trying to hold themselves together to figure out what's going on. Because we can't believe the prevailing story. Because it doesn't make any sense. Now, I know those of you who've been watching it all weekend long, why, I don't know, that is basically all you've seen on cable television. The news networks is the shooting in Colorado. We brought you the story that had taken place Thursday night at about, or Friday morning, 12:30 a.m. Friday.